This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's update a pandemic story about people in abusive relationships who've been stuck at home either under COVID shelter-in-place rules or with skyrocketing unemployment. This at a time that nonprofits have less money to help. Alisa Roth, who covers mental health for our parent company American Public Media, reports from Minnesota.
Domestic violence hotlines, like the one Mary Beth Becker works for, are still open. She answers the phone at Women's Advocates, which is a shelter in St. Paul, Minnesota, that's also still open.
Women's Advocates, how can I help you?
She's changed what she tells callers about staying safe. Well, she used to talk them through things like orders of protection and escape plans. Now, it's about protecting themselves at home.
If physical violence is going to happen, make sure that you are as small as possible. Make sure that you're away from areas that have weapons or knives or anything like that.
For people who are leaving an abusive partner, though, or who have already left, the virus adds to what's already a stressful situation. More people have been calling the LifeWire shelter in Bellevue, Washington, worried about money.
A lot of what we're seeing is just really increased needs.
Mackenzie Visser helps with housing there. She says a lot of people who are looking for help have been laid off or can't work because childcare has been shut down, which leaves people feeling like their only choices are to go back to an abusive partner or end up homeless. She tries to figure out who she has to help and who can get help elsewhere.
Can the survivor receive unemployment? Are they eligible for a stimulus check? Are they undocumented and will they have a lot of barriers to accessing other community resources? Is there a language barrier?
Advocates and police departments assume there's been more domestic violence since people are stuck at home, though there's no way to track the numbers comprehensively. Some shelters report fewer calls, while a lot of state hotlines and police departments are getting more calls. People who are in shelters need to find ways to socially distance in places where people share dining rooms, playgrounds, bathrooms, and sometimes bedrooms. Estelle Brower is the executive director of the shelter I talked to in Minnesota. To give people space, she moved half the residents to a local hotel.
Hotels are hurting right now, too, and they're not full.
Even at a discounted rate, though, the cost of the rooms adds up. So does protective gear and hazard pay for shelter employees. The organization's costs are up $50,000 a month, 20%, since the middle of March. It's already expecting serious budget shortfalls for next year. In the Twin Cities, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.